Back here on the beat, Adam Hogan, Jared Payton, and we got a special guest in here right now, don't we, JP?
Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm just trying to give people this experience, man.
So oh, he's got the selfie stick out.
I got the selfie stick out.
Oh, my God.
Man, so they can see the ETs in the building right now.
I should have known you owned a selfie stick.
Man, I had to, you know? You know, if you out and about and you don't got a selfie stick, something's wrong. You want me to...
Yeah, tell the people who's here.
Well, for anybody out there that's been living underneath a rock for the last couple of years, they might not know about Eric Thomas, but Eric Thomas is this day and age the voice of young people like myself and people who are younger than me, and inspire people to really truly achieve their greatness. And it's crazy that he's in studio, because I've always wanted to tell you this, is that after my dad passed in 99, I didn't have a father figure to kind of be around. I didn't have somebody to motivate me into. I wish I would have had you back in 2000, you know? I wish I had you in 2000 and had the mixtapes in 2000, because you have changed my life, and it's been through MP3s. It's been through tweets.
Yeah.
And man, I just want to tell you thank you.
Man,
and
appreciate you, man.
I told Adam, I said, you know, I'm going to give you every mixtape of his so you can listen to him and start from the beginning, taking you up to the present time, and you have to grow. If you don't grow, something is wrong with
Absolutely.
You. But how did that happen? How tell everybody kind of the story, because I know growing up Detroit,
wasn't easy. Hey, well, you know, it started in Chicago, man. I was born here, Cook County Hospital. Mom got pregnant at 17 years old. Barely finished Dunbar High, you know, and it was just me and my mom. She, she was a beast, man, but got kicked out because she got pregnant. Grandma had 14 kids, you know, so grandma couldn't do it. Little 43rd and King, man. So, you know, that's where we started. Moved to Detroit. The kid found out who his real father was, you know, at about 13. And just a lot. I took it the wrong way, man. You know, so you know how I came up, dropped out of high school. I was able to get that GED like a lot of young men out here. Took me 12 years to get the 4-year degree. Got the master's, and most of y'all that follow me know I just got the PhD this year. So it's been a long road, man. But you know, I do NFL voiceover work for MLB, you know. So you guys know, man, that anytime you put your heart to something, anytime you put your mind and your soul to something, there's absolutely nothing you can't accomplish. So when the kid said it started from the bottom, not here, y'all know I literally started from the bottom and wrote 3 books. Book, of course.
No publishing deal.
Yeah, no publishing deal. We still sell them in the basement, baby. Still sell them in the basement. They still selling after 4 or 5 years. They all still selling, man. So we grind it out here, man.
You can find more information at etinspires.com.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit more about how you got started and how this thing got going.
Well, you know, I was, and I just want to say this to everybody that's listening. One thing I love about sports, man, is like their inches are all around us, you know. And when you look at athletes, you look at guys that 48 minutes, you know, they're talking about Iverson the other day. He played, though. He didn't take a lot of timeouts. You know, you look at Michael Jordan here in Chicago. Mike had the flu and was still putting up 38, you know, just giving everything, you know. And so that's all I did, man. I was faithful over a little program I ran in Michigan State. Did a video about a guru. How bad do you want it? Do you want it as bad as you want to breathe? And that video, man, went viral. Matter of fact, when LeBron won their first series, LeBron, they used it in their film to get them pumped up. He talked about it in Sports Illustrated. And so, man, it spiraled. My boy Giovanni Ruffin, he did his own version with his shirt off on the beach.
That helped out. That helped out
for a lot. Maybe I would have took off my shirt, Jay. I'd have took off my shirt and did it. No, probably nobody probably wouldn't listen to it. And, man, we got over 50 million hits with it. And, you know, I started the Thank God It's Monday series, and I've been doing that for over 6 years, free every Monday. We're giving out raw content. And so that also, you know, catapulted the ministry and took us to a whole nother level, man. So, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, like I said, originally from Chi-Town, you know, brought up for the most part in Detroit. And I'm a living witness that if you go 120, if you go beast mode, I don't care. Average skill, phenomenal will. Like, you don't have to be the smartest guy. You don't have to be magna cum laude, summa cum laude. If you willing, to have phenomenal will, you know, like your father, man.
Yeah.
They had him back in the backfield a lot of times, but his will was like, I ain't going down. And he drugged some folk into a first down, or he drugged them, you know, into a touchdown. So I'm just a kid from the shot letting kids know, if you're willing to put in that work, there's nothing you can't have, nothing you can't do, and absolutely nothing you can't be.
What about just your relationship? I see you over there. You got the, you know, I know Michigan State ties.
Yep.
How has a guy like Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cavs, Quicken Loans, how has he been beneficial and influence in your life?
Let me tell you something, man. Dan Gilbert blessed me, man, about 3 months ago, and brought me in a room with Warren Buffett. I'm a high school dropout, man. I lived in abandoned buildings, eating out of trash cans. And here I am in the room with 36 men, one of the guys sitting here learning from Warren Buffett. With a baseball cap, I might add, with some J's on. You know, so I don't have on no suit and tie. I'm in the room with these guys because I put in 120, and I might not be, an investor. I may not be a billionaire, but people recognize greatness, man.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a great chef. People recognize greatness. And Dan Gilbert, man, has given me an opportunity to work with Quicken Loans. I was on retainer with his companies, worked for the Cavaliers, doing, counseling with some of the guys, man. So Dan Gilbert has opened up doors. Izzo, man, it's just watching, just going to practice and getting to watch Izzo do his thing, man, every day is unbelievable, man. D'Antonio bringing me on staff, letting me work with the team and helping the guys, you know, off the field, as well as, you know, doing character development. So, man, it's been an unbelievable ride. And, you know, my boy Jalen is working for Coach Izzo. And just having my son as a Spartan, you know, me being a grad and having my son there as a junior and working on the team, Elite Eight, his first year, Final Four ring this year. You know, so having my son be a part of the program. And, you know, man, a lot of times people want to, you know, make you your father.
Yeah.
But you get the opportunity to say, hey, I'm my own person. You know, and my son's getting a chance to do that, to say, hey, my father can't give me this. I got to work for this. I got to get on the road. I got to watch film. I got to Gatorade. Whatever they ask him to do, he's doing it. And so I'm just happy, man, that my son, I didn't name him Eric Jr. because I wanted him to have his own identity. And it's a good feeling seeing him do it. And even with him being in the studio with me today, it's a great feeling, man.
Eric Thomas is here with us on the beat. One of the most powerful mixtape messages that I think was on the Blueprint to Success track 15, which I listened to.
You know the tracks.
Yeah, man. I listened to, I got tracks. Number 15, the Adele track.
Ooh.
And when you just talked about the golf ball with dimples and how the first golf ball was just smooth. And that, you know, it wasn't traveling as far as it could, but the ones with the dimples go a little bit further. Yeah. And just as people, that's what we are. We have hard times, and you know, God's trying to push us to go just a little bit further.
Yeah, here's my thing, man. You know, and no disrespect, but there are athletes who have been number one since they were kids. And when they become great and they had a tragedy happen in their lives, you notice that they couldn't bounce back. You know, you notice that?
Yeah.
But you notice some guys who have been through some stuff and they might have a challenge, but they're able to bounce back. We've seen some of the greats who've lost maybe a loved one, who've gone through some family situations, and they weren't able to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But we see people who we thought like could never bounce back, but because of the pain and the dimples and the trials and the tribulations, they, you know, people say to me, E, how you get a PhD? I ate out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. What's a test? A test is nothing to me. So like you said, man, sometimes we have to go through things because those things will push us further.
We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, what a message. Listen, I can hear the passion in your voice.
It's there, man.
And, it's great.
He's the best, man.
Well, I don't know about the best, but we coming you after
are,
the
no,
best.
You, listen, you are the best, man. I'm telling you right now. And we appreciate
you,
man.
Again, thanks for having me. ETinspires.com for more information. Eric Thomas, thanks so much for being
here. Man, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we'll be right back. Adam Hoke, Jared Payton here on 720 WGN.